855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live is a completely open website where you can post and link to news stories and blog posts that we've got a lot of traffic on there. In fact, I think, as I understand it, we were just looking at our web traffic versus websites like Hannity and Combs and Laura Ingraham. Free Talk Live has as much traffic as they do. You post a story up there, and tens of thousands of people are going to see it if it gets voted up towards the top. And you can be involved in that. FreeTalkLive.com. Go ahead. People will vote up your story. You can vote theirs up. It is a one big voting family there at FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron.
Hey there, Big Daddy and Stephanie. It's a pleasure to speak to the two of you.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Aaron?
Well, just wanted to say two things. First of all, that today I stated my intent to move to the great state of New Hampshire.
Excellent.
Cool. Welcome. In advance.
The other thing was, it has to involve with the Fourth Amendment, granting citizenship to anyone who was born in the nation. When that amendment was ratified, it was stated during the debate clearly that the 14th Amendment would not apply to people who weren't answerable to foreign powers or citizens of foreign powers.
Okay.
Meaning that if you were not a actual immigrant, considered a legal immigrant at the time, which was determined by the states, not the federal government.
All right.
Your children did not automatically get U.S. citizenship.
Okay.
The purpose of the 14th Amendment was to apply U.S. citizenship to the freed slaves and, help prevent them from having their rights taken from them by being denied due process or being denied the right to keep arms.
What you're claiming here, Aaron.
The application of it is that, yes, I know it's been, that application, it's been used to do that for a very long time.
There's a lot of debate on the floor of Congress about a lot of different things that get passed. And the idea that, oops, we just forgot to put that in. I mean, that could very well have been something that they included in the amendment instead of just the assumption that that is going to, obviously people that were born here but are under the power of foreign kings or whatever aren't citizens. I mean, that could have been stated. It would have been pretty easy. It's not that long of an amendment.
I agree. It probably could have been better worded, but it was.
I got to go with the word, the letter of the law, as opposed to the
ratified. But
the Constitution says a lot of things. I mean, there's stuff about women are excluded from it completely, and black people are 3/5 of a person. So,
they changed that to 14th, right?
It's not black people are 3/5 of a person. It was slaves are 3/5 of a person. Not all slaves are black people. Not all black people were slaves. That's also an incorrect application of it. But
okay. But I mean, regardless of that,
the southern states and help eliminate slavery in the end. That was. Sorry, I don't want to get too off track.
I just can't get too excited about the Constitution because, as Lysander Spooner said, it's been powerless to prevent all the tyranny that's happened, or it has enabled it. To paraphrase him.
Yeah, and I agree with that statement. But Mark quoted that the Constitution said that, and it actually doesn't. It's just been twisted around.
Gotcha.
It does say it. It's somebody's interpretation that didn't get included in it. Maybe for all I know, Aaron, you're absolutely right. The people that voted on this believed that people that the children born on U.S. soil of parents that were not U.S. citizens that were intending to move back to another nation were not intended to be U.S. citizens. But these lawyers, these men of letters, apparently failed miserably at, passing this down, this most important document, the highest law in the land. They failed to put that on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an egregious, mistake as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And when I get a little more time, I'll see if I can't dig up the relevant quotes and email them to you guys.
All right. Thanks for the call, Aaron. 855-450-3733. Could very well be right, for all I know, but, I can only read the Constitution written as it is written. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy?
Hey, Stephanie and Mark, how the hell are you?
God. How
great,
are you, Jeremy?
We are great tonight.
Well,
you got to turn down your radio, bud.
As a Ron Paul supporter and a libertarian, you know, from the dark side of hell, I'd like to say that...
I thought you were in Alaska.
You know, that I stick up
is the
for
dark
Ron
side of hell.
Paul and what he said, because that's just totally disgusting to be able to just pinpoint an American and murder him without due process. And Ron Paul's 110% right on, and there's no backing down on.
So, Jeremy, I got a question for you. What you drinking on tonight?
Well, yeah, I forgot the glass. I usually get the glass, but yeah, I ain't got one. But you know that I find it pathetically insane that that someone could send a few hateful emails to anybody and use that as an excuse to assassinate them is beyond ridiculous.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. What time is it in Alaska? Isn't it like 5 hours ahead of us?
Behind, or I think behind.
Whatever the term is. Yeah, behind.
Yeah, so that would be like
4:12 in the afternoon.
4 p.m., but... Hey, you know, it doesn't take perfect cognitive clarity to understand peace and nonviolence, and I think Jeremy's right on.
there you go. Annette in... Oh, shoot. It was my mistake with the board here. You can call back. I will take you as quickly as I can. Let's go to Randy in Jefferson. Randy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Randy.
I need some of what he's got.
it's not that expensive. You can get it at the store.
Oh, boy, I tell you. I wanted to find out a little more about the Free State Project.
Sure.
I mean, all this stuff we've been talking about tonight, all the kind of hardcore stuff, and I thought maybe lighten it up a little bit. Tell us your own personal experiences or something with the Free State Project a little more so... And, you know, one thought that I had was I live in Oregon, in southern Oregon, which we all call the state of Jefferson.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Yeah. There was some indication that maybe that area would secede, I guess, at one point, right?
That goes back before World War II, actually. And they used to actually, on every Thursday, they would close the roads and hand out pamphlets and tell you that your car insurance wasn't any good in the state of Jefferson for that day, so don't get into a wreck. The war happened, of course, and everybody went off to war, and it was kind of forgotten, but it's made a little bit of a resurgence. Folks are in Northern California and Southern Oregon are still talking about it.
As I understand it, you know, especially Northern California is just so different from the rest of California. And it kind of makes sense, you know, when you take large areas of land and group them together in these arbitrary geopolitical boundaries. Yeah, exactly.
these people in this rectangle will get along just fine. Everybody will be properly represented in this rectangle.
Well, in every government, that's the whole point of every government, is for some people to impose their will by use of the monopoly on force, which is the government, on everybody else. And so it makes sense that the larger and the more disparate the interests in that geopolitical designation, the more difficult it is for people to get along with each other.
Yeah, people are dissatisfied with their governments in Rhode Island and Hawaii, mm-hmm. let alone especially Hawaii, where the indigenous population, in a lot of cases, would just like to be their own free country.
And I would like to get back to the original question about the Free State Project. To answer the question, I think that, well, first of all, the Free State Project is a group of liberty-loving individuals moving to New Hampshire and trying to create an environment where there's more freedom in their lifetimes. Both of us moved here for it. There's just so much going on, so much more of a social life, so much more of an activism life, opportunities for business and projects to promote the ideas of liberty. I'm very happy with it, and that's all I can say in this short time frame.
Yeah, Randy, I'll tell you my experience here when we get back. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I want to encourage you to stop asking yourself how you feel about things, but instead ask yourself if doing something or not doing something is right for you. We should be led by wisdom and what is right and by the Word of God, not how we feel. Any person who lives by their feelings might as well just stamp destroyed across their life, because that's exactly what's going to happen. We all have feelings, but I want to encourage you today to just simply tell your feelings that they no longer get to vote. You know, we may get older and mature in age, but that doesn't mean that our emotions do. If they're left unchecked, our lives will be a series of unfinished and disappointing ventures. Learn to be led by God, not your feelings. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever it is that is on your mind, and get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month, and do it for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at libertystickers.com. I actually have one of the libertystickers.com stickers on the back of my car. I really love it. It says that Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And I think it's a very insightful and...
That gets the message across.
Ironic
sure.
statement.
Yeah.
And you can get one of those insightful and ironic statements for yourself at libertystickers.com. So we just had a caller call in and ask us about the Free State Project.
Oh, yeah.
You explained pretty well what it is. It is a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire, in order to create a government or modify a government to which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and the protection of property. And there you go. That's what the idea is. And there's lots of different folks, and I have, some of whom I think are doing really great work. Others, somewhat dubious work.
Me too, Mark. And
what can I tell you?
There are 11,000 people who have pledged to move to New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and there are 1,000 people who have say that they have already moved here, although there may be more than that because not everybody lets the Free State Project know that they moved. And also, there are local people who already lived in New Hampshire who are not allowed to join the Free State Project, but they can be supportive and get active for liberty, for sure.
Sure.
Who already lived in New Hampshire. And so, when you get a group of 1,000 people at minimum together, there sure are going to be disagreements between tactics, that different people use. But for the most part, there are a lot of people I've found here who have become... my closest friends, Liberty people.
One thing I can tell you about...
Business partners and everything, yeah.
One thing I can tell you about the Free State Project is organizations that were founded, at the very least, if not founded, supported by the Free State Project. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a great example. There are 125 representatives in the New Hampshire House that are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And, when you're talking about that many liberty-oriented people in one legislative body, more than a quarter of the legislators are pro-liberty types, you've got now a libertarian veto, which puts the Democrats and the Republicans, the conservatives and the liberals on notice. They can't get anything by unless it fits these more principled folks' beliefs. And that isn't going on in any other state. So that's the amazing thing about the Free State Project.
And you know what else isn't going on in any other state? The blogs, freekeen.com, the media, Free
media.
Talk Live,
incredible
TV
media.
Shows, podcasts, all so much media coming out of New Hampshire, just dominating the blogosphere of pro-liberty stuff.
Let's go to Annette in Georgia, whom I dropped off earlier. Annette, my apologies. I just pushed the wrong button.
No problem. I have three comments to make about Barry Sotoro, also known as Barack Hussein Obama.
Okay, got to toss in that Hussein thing.
I will be right to the point.
Okay.
And, One, WorldNet Daily is a highly credible and respected organization. Well known.
Well, they're well known, if not a little bit biased, but go ahead.
Oh, you think they're biased? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Well, everybody's biased.
Okay.
But I think that they're particularly biased.
WorldNet Daily has published, you could find it as we speak, on their website, regarding the Palestinian state, will be taken care of by Obama. After his reelection, a Palestinian official said Obama will not accept the Palestinian request of a state at the UN. Secretary Council cannot help on the ground for now. We were told to wait for Obama's reelection and that before then nothing serious will happen for a state. The official continued, but after the re-election, the U.S. said the schedule will be short to reach a Palestinian state. So he has promised the Arabs their own state after he's re-elected.
The Arabs have lots of states, but the Palestinians. But I wouldn't trust a politician giving promises.
I don't want to argue. I'll just move on to my next
point. I'm only saying that you don't trust politicians making promises. It's a bad idea. Go ahead, Annette.
Well, I don't consider Obama a politician.
Okay.
Now, my next thing is...
Quick.
The Americans for Freedom of Information has released copies of President Obama's college transcripts from Occidental College. Now released, the transcript school indicates that Obama, under the name Barry Sotoro, received financial aid as a foreign student from Indonesia as an undergraduate. The transcript was released by Occidental College in compliance with a court order in a suit brought by the group in the Superior Court of California. And the transcript shows that Obama, Sotoro, applied for financial aid and was awarded a fellowship for foreign students from the Fulbright Foundation Scholarship Program. To qualify for the scholarship, a
gotcha.
Student
What's the next
must
point?
Complain, must claim foreign citizenship. Okay, I'll just move on now to my next point, and then you know, I'll just leave it. And anyone can just research what I'm saying because it's all online right now.
Well, you know, I need to jump in here and kind of just say it's really obvious that Obama and all the politicians out there, frankly, are interested in controlling your and my life and making decisions for us that we would be better served by making for ourselves. And I think that alone is enough reason not to put our moral support behind them. I don't really care where he was born or what his citizenship is.
Yeah, I don't think
he'd
be better off with Joe Biden.
Well, I do care. I do care.
I can tell.
I do believe in the Constitution. I do believe the president, whoever needs to be a citizen of this country and not have allegiance to another nation.
Do you think that if you're born in a place, you automatically have allegiance to them?
It's a bit more complicated than that. Unfortunately, you are not aware of Obama's true background. You obviously have not done research.
I don't need to do research. I already don't support him.
But you don't know
that's
anything
the
about
thing in
this
that.
Man.
Well, but why do I need to? Because I don't support him already based on the things
America.
That he's done.
That's why. He's an, I don't want to go into this because you have a lot of other people waiting. I just want to move on to my last point.
You've got 20 seconds.
Please. Okay.
Well, you don't want to have a discussion, but
I don't want to be rude. So, what did I do wrong? So, I'll keep quiet and listen to you. I'm sorry.
You're calling the show. We just want to talk to you about this. I just think that it's really obvious that a lot of the politicians have done some pretty terrible things, and that we already don't support them based on that.
There are lots of folks waiting, Annette. I do appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or Call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where a rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and pick it up at your local gun dealer. It's Ruger.com. Let's go to Danny in Colorado. Danny?
Hey, Mark. It's Danny Ladoni. How have you been?
The famous director of Playing Columbine.
Yeah, that's me, but I'm calling tonight. Well, I'm calling, first of all, to let you know that there's also great information on the Internet about Barack Hussein Obama being the Antichrist, and I'm pretty sure he's responsible for a lot of the contrails that you can see out your window.
Yeah. Have you researched this, Danny? Have you done hours and hours?
It's on the Internet. I'm not going to bore you with it, but just do your own research. It's all right there, obviously.
And this brings up the point that there are certain things on the Internet that you can research in whichever direction you want and find all the information you want for the theory that it is that you purport.
And, you know, you only have so many hours in the day, and I'd like to spend my time learning how to help people. And
as if somebody being a U.S. citizen makes them qualified or a good president or whatever. I mean, you know, Joe Biden's a perfect example as to why, U.S. citizens, are no more qualified to be president than non-citizens.
Well, Mark, I'm calling tonight because a lot of people have criticized Obama, saying that he's no different in many respects than the previous president, the Bush administration. However, it should be noted that there is a stark contrast between Bush and Obama. when it comes to foreign policy. You see, George Bush would just, he would kidnap people and torture them, but Obama just kills them. I mean, that's all that seems to be happening now.
Yikes. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, that takes away that all that messy rendition stuff and all the bad information you get from torturing people, like the Yellow Cake story that brought the United States into Iraq in the first place.
And it is worth pointing out that Obama did say that it would be one of his first priorities in office to close Guantanamo Bay, which didn't come true.
And I happen to know, Danny, that you are the liberal sort. So you're not calling in like one of these, you know, birthers just hating on Obama because he's a conservative. I mean, you're actually, because the fact is, I've seen the numbers, 65% of Democrats are dissatisfied with Barack Obama's performance.
Yeah, I voted for Barack Obama in 2008. And, you know, I would say the majority of my friends in real life and online on Facebook, et cetera, are progressives, are liberals. And it is an uphill battle for me whenever I present, you know, a more liberty-oriented message, or I don't get behind Barack Obama on issues like this. But the Awlaki assassination this week is just ultra disturbing. And the number of people that seem to support it, it's just, I mean, it's asinine. The fact that, for example, people say, well, you know, Awlaki was clearly tied to these previous terrorist attacks, and I'm thinking, well, if you think that it can be so proven that all of these previous transgressions that he made are punishable, then bring it before a court of law. There's no reason to assassinate someone without charging them on that basis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how this was. I guess in my mind, I imagine a little tent out in the desert of Yemen where Al-Wiki and some other guy who got killed happened to be hanging out, I don't know, smoking a hookah or something. And the, you know, the Predator drone swoops in, lays down some 50 cal fire and takes him out. I'm not exactly sure what happened as far as things go. But this is just kind of how I imagine it. And you'd think if you could bring a Predator drone in, that you could just as easily take a you know, some kind of plane or helicopter or something off from one of these mini aircraft carriers that are around in the Persian Gulf and that kind of thing, and land the SEAL team out there, extract the dude, and bring him back. I mean, if you want to get...
The bloodthirst aspect really disturbs me. You know, I just thought it harkens back to when Osama bin Laden was killed, and there were people partying, there were people dancing and drinking beer, and just celebrating someone's death, and I see kind of echoes of that in the skies killing, and I get so turned off by
that. The parties certainly weren't as good. I can
yeah.
tell you that. No, the parties weren't
I
as good.
It's certainly disturbing that he was an American citizen, but that isn't the part that I think I object to the most. I think that anyone is entitled to a trial in this case, certainly. You know, he was unarmed. He and six other of his associates, who were probably not savory characters, not people
maybe.
You and I want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they had stopped outside of the capital of Yemen in the desert. They were having breakfast. They saw a Predator drone approaching. This is according to the article I've read. And they attempted to flee back to their vehicle. The drone fired a missile, and they were all killed in the missile strike. And, yeah, I think that the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, who carried out this and the bin Laden assassination previously, they should probably just take some lessons from your average zookeeper on how to operate a tranquilizer gun, and you'd extract more intelligence, you know, by taking these people alive, interrogating them, giving them due process, than you would by assassinating them and throwing them in the ocean and hoping that your approval ratings grow up as a result of that.
Unless you're scared of what they'll say, unless these people were CIA operatives from the very beginning. I mean, as I understand, Osama bin Laden received all kinds of help from the CIA at one point. Maybe they're afraid of where the bodies are hidden is what, you know, always interests me. Danny, I do appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren.
Hey there. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good. I was just, wow, I'll agree with a lot of what that guy was saying. You know, you got to think about this whole all a lackey all the time. You know, that was a CIA lackey. He supposedly ran all three bombers. Remember the underwear bomber?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Remember Kurt Haskell, the attorney with his wife, another attorney that saw them put him on the plane? A well-dressed man?
This has been said.
Drugged.
Yeah, this has been said.
No. I'm just saying there's a trial going right now. This guy's an attorney. I mean, you know, the Fort Hood shooting where they ordered the people to erase their cell phone video. There were three shooters. This is who he's involved with. This is all a CIA scam. You know, it's really cool because, you know, Sybil Edmund, she's the FBI translator. She's got a website, BoilingFrogsPost.com. She'd be an awesome interview for you guys.
We generally don't do a lot of interviews on the show, Lauren. I mean, Sybil's certainly welcome to call in.
We're big on bringing out the truth. And the thing is, we can't win this if we don't get down to the truth. And in a big, bad hurry, this country's being overthrown. I actually called to talk to you about the Constitution, but when this guy started talking about this, I was thinking about it. You know, we're so wrapped up in lies, we can't even see what's happening around us.
When did the overthrow start, Lauren?
Well, I'm
almost of the opinion that it started the day after the Revolutionary War was over.
It actually started before that. It's funny because my ancestors, Raymond Demery, was aide-de-camp for George Washington. Another Raymond Demery and Major Raymond Demery and Captain Paul Demery, they were the ancestors that were here in 1739 before this was even a country. The whole point is, you guys are right. Freedom is the right to be responsible. They're stripping us of our right to be responsible for ourselves. No, you can't educate your kids. No, you can't save for your retirement. No, you can't work. Farmers don't grow food. We'll pay you. Women, don't marry those men. We'll pay you. And look what we've got. We've got this crap heap that we're living on now. We've got to take it back by just doing the right thing, being responsible for ourselves. You can do what you want to do. That's what the Constitution says. You got to remember what this thing was about. Declaration of Independence was to defend every man's right to life, liberty, and it was property, but they took that out and put pursuit of happiness instead. It was a little more, you know, nebulous. But the whole thing is, if you look at the Bill of Rights, where it says, this is the preamble, and it's talking about an extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institutions. Our confidence is supposed to be in these men, these $5,000 suit-wearing jackasses.
They've lost mine.
Yeah, definitely lost mine a long time
ago. Appreciate the call, Lauren. 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Well, I'm not going to give out the telephone number because there's really no point.
Ooh, time flies.
This is the last segment.
The end of the show.
The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
I guess we should probably jump straight into the calls here. But first, you've probably been hearing us talk about Bitcoins for a while now. And maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them. Well, there's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It's just like a person-to-person cash transaction, only you do it over the Internet. It's Internet cash. It's an anonymous way to pay and has some advantages over other sorts of funding mechanisms on the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. And that's how you would go about getting the Bitcoins, exchangebitcoins.com. Also, we use coins.org to find out more about Bitcoins. We use coins.org. Let's go to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin.
Good evening, Mark, Stephanie, and Mystery Man.
Are you watching on the cam, are you?
Yes, I am. And Stephanie, does your shirt have just a serpent, or does it say...
My shirt has the Gadsden snake, which has been marked by the Department of Homeland Security as a terrorist symbol, so I guess I'm one of those. But on the back it says libertyontour.com, and those are some friends of the show who have a great blog and do a lot of great outreach about freedom, so thanks for asking.
What's in your mind?
I could probably go to their website and get one then.
Yes, I think you can.
Great. Okay. This is something I haven't heard discussed before, but has always sort of puzzled me. How is a United States citizen to know if a law enforcement officer's ID is legit? I'm talking about like an FBI badge.
That's a really great question.
When you're talking about these assassinations that went on in, was it Norway or Sweden or whatever it was recently?
People were dressed up as police officers and went into a camp where there were children of politicians.
And
killed a bunch of children. It was horrific.
Right. Anybody who's got in a car with flashing lights on the top, in a little outfit.
It would seem to be a great disguise for real criminals who want to hurt people is just to say that they're police and no one is allowed to question it if someone says that they're a police officer.
I don't think there's anybody that would claim that there's not a certain deference that is given to a law enforcement officer, including law enforcement officers. And I don't know how one could possibly know this.
it would be nice if there was some place on the web or something that shows this is what a legitimate FBI credential looks like. I mean, I know it might make it easier to counterfeit it.
Right, whatever, that's what I was just thinking.
But,
you know, I mean,
on the other hand, how do you, you know, some guy shows up, he flashes a badge, and or not a badge, but an ID. I mean, the only one you've ever seen has been on, like, the X-Files or something. You have no idea if this person is for real or not.
Absolutely. Anyway. You know, I mean, why wouldn't one assume? I mean, obviously, you know, there's more cops in the world than there are, you know, mass murderers dressed up as cops. But why wouldn't one assume that every cop that one sees is a mass murderer hoping to kill them? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems that there's certainly some evidence for it.
You know, there are some people who that we know who are journalists and videographers and who will ask police routinely for their badge numbers, and so I guess later on when someone sees that video, they can go back and check if it's really a badge number. I don't know how they would do that, but maybe by calling the department or something. But that seems to be one kind of check on that that thing that people would do, but it doesn't seem to be a very good one.
Thanks for the call, Kelvin. Well, I'm trying to give out the number here. Let's go to David in Oregon. David, the number won't do you any good. David? David going once.
This is not David.
Okay, says David here.
Sorry, this is Sandrock.
Okay.
Yep, I'm from New Hampshire. I live in Thornton.
In where?
Thornton, New Hampshire.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, on my mind right now is the fact that I got to this great state. I think it's great here, man.
Great.
This state
we
really,
do, too.
Really cool. But, you know, I have some issues. I called the Porcupines. They're not with me.
Okay.
Talked to the people for the Stop the Northern Pass. They're not with me.
Okay.
I even got picked up hitchhiking by Representative Robert Matheson. I don't know if they're with me.
So what are they not with you on?
Well, I have given up my creature comforts. I live outdoors.
All right.
I have given up electricity. I have given up driving a car. I have stopped buying gas. I have stopped paying the IRS. I stopped shopping at Walmart. I've done everything I possibly can to stop feeding into the system that is enslaving us.
You are one heck of an individual. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Where are my people?
You mean you want other people to do the same thing?
It's the only way we're going to stop it, man.
I don't know that that's true.
I don't know if we have to accept a much lower standard of living in order to achieve freedom. I think that there are ways that we can balance our own
I mean, you
needs.
Know, it may very well be that people can use your case as an education tool, but I don't know. I'm certainly not prepared to do it either.
Well, I agree with you, caller, in that I feel a lot of frustration about the way that things are today, and I would kind of like to divorce myself in many ways, especially the federal government. But I don't think that going out and living in the woods is going to really serve my needs as an individual too much. I mean, how are you finding it? It must be really cold in the winter, huh?
Actually, I find it beautiful. I have great horned owls that join me every night. I talk to coyotes. I chase bears.
Do they talk back?
Well,
chase bears?
You know?
Did you say chase bears?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll try this at home, kids.
So what do you eat in the woods?
Well, actually, the one tie that I still have to the system is food stamps. I tried to grow food this year, but I failed.
Okay.
It's got to be hard to do it in the woods. You've got to have pretty much full sun.
Sure.
It is.
And,
it is.
You know, I far be it for me to criticize anyone's lifestyle, but, I mean, food stamps is kind of...
Yeah,
also in the
system.
The system,
right?
Yeah.
it definitely feeds into the wrong system. I know that.
But you got to eat. I understand that. You know, I want you to be able to eat as well. And I don't know what to say.
Sam, I'm very interested in what you're doing, and you know, keep us abreast of the news. I've got to take some other calls here. Appreciate it. And let's go to John in Washington. John.
Yeah, I'm concerned that I'm not represented in the Senate by Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell, and in the House by Norm Dix.
Okay.
They're super liberal, and I'm a conservative. I'm not represented. So how can we change that part of the system where my voice is in Congress? It's not there right now.
This is truly the paradigm problem that we have with the old representative republic thing, is the idea that 50% plus one vote for somebody, and then the other 49%, they, you know, just have to lump it. And, you know, the fact is, John, that the numbers, even the people that did vote for these folks that you're talking about, don't feel represented either. They recently had a poll come out where people were asked whether or not the government had the consent of the governed. Mm-hmm. And if you remove people that were in the political class from it, it came out above 90% of Americans do not believe the government has the consent of the governed, which says to me that, you're only sitting in the situation that most folks are. Really, the way to solve this is to get the government out of people's business, so therefore these representatives, whomever they are, their word doesn't bind you in any way. If you get it out of other people's business, then
how to get it out is kind of a separate question. But I like the strategy that we're taking. You know, a lot of people have different approaches. Some people say that, well, I'm just going to live wherever I want and try to be happy on my own and try to be, you know, just live a life where I don't interact with the state as much as possible. Other people want to get together with other liberty lovers and try to affect change. And I guess time will tell which strategy is best, but I'm pretty happy living here in New Hampshire.
Well, I'm a long way away from you. So, yeah, I would like to see maybe where the first place winner went to Congress with a 51% of the vote, and the second place winner went with a 49% vote, you know, and put them all together back there, you know.
I would like to see Congress abolished.
Oh. Well,
you know, it's... Here's one thing. I get your idea. So if we're talking about ways to, in patterns that we want to rearrange the deck chairs into, I'm with you. I'll give you one more. How about if a law was so gosh darn good, couldn't we get all the Congress critters to agree to it? I mean, that would just take care of the two-party paradigm from the very beginning, and then you wouldn't have a very large government because, well, there'd be far fewer laws that would get passed. And, you know, that would be a way to modify the Constitution in order to have more just laws. John, thanks for the call. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. We are live 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, every day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. You can find us at freetalklive.com and your local radio stations. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.